Have you ever sat and pondered if what you're doing in life is what God has ordained for you to do? Are you just going through the motions of life because that's what you've always been told to do? Or maybe the call in your life is so great that you think about it all the time. And because you aren't experiencing that deep change and mindset shift, you aren't confident in what to do and how to do it. Well, friend, you're in the right place. If you truly believe the truth of Scripture where it says that God has set you apart from before you were born and that He has given you gifts to use on this earth to glorify Him and bless others with, then you'll be ready to tune in and take notes to start living out that truth. Hi, I'm Andrea, daughter of the King, wife, mama, and your Kingdom Calling coach, and this is the Kingdom Calling Podcast. In this podcast, I will equip you with strategies, scripture, and solutions for you to be able to confidently answer the call in your life and have a solid plan that aligns with God's will for your life. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Let's jump in. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. You guys, I am so excited to be here with you again today. I have already switched things up. I kind of knew this is how it would go with this podcast. I truly want Holy Spirit to be leading me and like guiding my words and guiding and, you know, helping me to share what I believe He wants me to share. In the right time. And I had like two other episodes already recorded. And I feel like Holy Spirit was like, you need to go back. You need to talk a little bit more about your why. And so this is kind of the second part to the how and why we got to the Kingdom Calling podcast. So welcome back. And again, this is just part two, okay? I mean, I truly believe we all have a past, right? And I truly believe we all have a story to tell, okay? And this is called our testimony. Scripture says that they will know Him by your testimony, right? So like what you've walked through, we share with others because God has done the work, right? Like I'm sure if you've walked through anything traumatic in your life, dark, heavy, like if you know God, you know He pulled you out of that pit, right? Like He is the one who goes before us. He is the one who carries us. He's the one who pursues us. And I'm so, so grateful and thankful to God for that. And so we share our testimony to share what God has done for us, right? Like it's a witness for others. You know, like what pit has He carried you out of? And then, of course, does that, what He has carried you out of, does it align with your passions? Like when you think about what you're called to do and you think about actually sharing your story, does it align with your giftings and your passions in life? And you probably have lots of stories to tell. If you're anything like me, you do. You have a lot of your past to share. I have testimony from my marriage. I have testimony from having children. I have testimony from our business I shared about. I have testimony from raising and discipling kids and now homeschooling them and being home full time, being a homemaker. You know, so much. I could share so many pieces from those things. And I'm sure the Lord will eventually ask me to, just like the Lord will probably ask you to share your testimony at times with other people too. But when I sat and I prayed about what the Lord really, really wanted me to step into, coaching women became clear. And I do want to preface that and say I believe in prophetic prayer, and I have over the past, oh my gosh, so many years, 15 years, have had a lot of prophetic prayer spoken over me. And it has honestly been the same word from the Lord, just the giftings in working with women, encouraging women, equipping women. And like I shared, we had our family business for 13 years. And that truly is a big part of the story. And I just felt like I needed to touch on it a little bit more because it really does play a huge role in the Kingdom Calling coaching now that I'm stepping into. So like I said, 13 years ago, we had our store. Not 13 years ago, I'm sorry. For 13 years, we had our store. We closed it about 3 years ago. It was a brick and mortar store and it was online. We grew it to 7 figures at one point. We had at one point up to 10 employees. I mean, so it was a big operation. Like it wasn't just a small, I mean, it was a small business, but it wasn't just some small, you know, task. And, you know, before we opened in 2008, I did so much research, you guys. I didn't go to college to do this. I went to college for a completely different thing. But at the time, I'd felt passionate about fashion. I've always had sort of an entrepreneurial spirit. I can honestly say I have actually never worked for another company like throughout my life. I've kind of always been my own boss in whatever type of work I've done. So before we opened the store, I did a ton of research. And also why we had the business. I was constantly Googling, reading books. And of course, I had wished that I had someone who could have walked me through everything, right? Because believe me, over those 13 years, there were many costly mistakes made. Now, I also believe that with failure, we can learn a great deal. And probably most of my life lessons have come from failure. It's funny how that works, right? But of course, I had wished that there was someone who could have helped in a greater capacity. And, you know, the business really ebbed and flowed. In retail, you know, you constantly have trends, you know, you have to really be up on the trends of, especially in the online space, you know, we could go and have an incredible year and then we could have a really down year. And so it was just constantly, and you had to adjust to that, right? Like if you're coming off of a down year, you have to adjust in your business. And so we'd have to be really quick thinking and knowing how to adjust. And of course, I'd have so many people that would reach out and ask, you know, how we did this? How do you do this? How do you start a business? How did you get this? How did you get your license? What markets do you go to? Like constantly, you guys messaging me. And honestly, I was happy to help. Like I truly do want success for people. And I helped a lot of people. But eventually, you know, you really have to know your worth. Okay. Because honestly, like the knowledge that I had gained, right, cost me something. And so when you think about teaching other people that knowledge, that's kind of like for me when I kind of started getting that itch to like coach or teach in some capacity. And so that was probably like 2012, because that's kind of when we first opened in 2008. It took about 3 to 4 years to like actually see some momentum building in our business. And then I believe it was like year six or seven, we like really exploded. So it took time, obviously, persistence. You have to have a lot of grit to, especially I think, to have a brick and mortar store. I really do believe that. You can do so much now in the online world. And there's still a lot that goes into that. But honestly, I mean, wow, when I think about that time in my life, it was wild. But again, like I said, the business was always ebbing, you know, always flowing. And it just was a lot of time. I loved it. I loved what I did. I loved working with women. I genuinely loved leading our teams, managing, working with women in the dressing rooms, dressing women for events, and just like listening to them, talking with them. And of course, during this time, I was watching other women and their businesses and looking really to their success. And I wanted that success. Like I had shared before, this is kind of the time when I wasn't truly walking like with the Lord. And what I thought was success isn't necessarily what success, you know, should be. And in 2012, my husband and I walked through an extremely difficult time in our marriage. And it's kind of when we regave our lives to Christ. Our oldest, who is 14 now, was 2 at the time. And like I had shared, I was so engulfed in our business. Like I was not a present first-time mom. And I regret to say that, but it's part of my story. And it was devastating for me. At the time, I didn't realize that, right? I thought, oh, this is what you do to build a business. You have to sacrifice and everybody has to sacrifice. And while some of that's true, and what I know now, you know, it should never come at the sacrifice of our greatest gifts that the Lord has given us. So we walked through a very difficult time, but we did re-give our lives to Christ. We basically surrendered and we just said, okay, God, we cannot do this on our own. We need you involved in every aspect of our life. And everything we did involved the Lord after that, like everything from the music we listened to, you know, the things we did with our free time to, you know, even getting rid of what we were watching, like, you know, just being mindful of how we lived, finding the right people to walk with, finding people to pray for us. Just again, it was a complete surrender. And of course, we had to add this into the business. And my family was on board because, again, this was a family-owned business. It was a family-operated business. And everyone else was kind of on board with adding in the faith piece to the business. So we would sell faith-based products. We shared about God. We, tried to minister to women in the dressing rooms, but also online. We looked for ways to help women with where they were at. Like, we went all in on this. And honestly, it was successful. It really was. Like, again, like I said, business ebbs and flows. We'd have our downtimes. There's so much that happens with staffing and the drama with that. And, when you're working with other people, there's just a lot of dynamics in that. And I, of course, learned so much about myself as a leader during this time. And, we had the successful business. But again, as the years went on, I started to grow deeper with the Lord. Like, I just couldn't get enough. My heart started shifting for what I really desired. And I remember I started making an intentional prayer probably about 2015. Because if I go look back in my journals, I journal everything, you guys. That is something I will always recommend in our coaching time, is to journal. Okay. Because it's so therapeutic, for one. For two, we kind of get out what's happening on the inside. And for three, it's amazing to look back on because you have testimony. You have evidence of what the Lord has done for you. But about 2015, I really started praying, Lord. And at the time, I thought I was praying for the store, okay? Because I was like, Lord, I just desire your plans. And I thought His plans was for us to have this, like, even more successful business. I always wanted more, okay? Like, the numbers were never enough. Can I admit that? Because I am. I just think I always, like I said, because I was looking at the world standards and I wanted more. And looking back, I can kind of see, I think I know like what was happening at the time. But again, I wasn't necessarily in tune with the Lord, but I was growing in that. And so I was praying like, Lord, your will be done. Like, I make my heart like yours, like give me the desires of my heart. And honestly, as I started intentionally praying that prayer, as I started seeking Him, digging into His word, learning more about His character, like, I just wanted to be home with my kids. During this time, we had two of our other children. So we have four total. We had our Novi and our Judah. And each kid I had, it was like, I knew I just wanted to be a mom. And honestly, I feel like that was a season I had missed out on. I was kind of resentful for that. I now believe the work in our home is our greatest work. Like, I truly believe that if you have been gifted with children and you have children, like, your work is in the home discipling those children, whatever that looks like. I don't mean you can't work. I don't mean, I just believe that. And scripture speaks to this, and the Lord showed me that. And I wanted to be home with them. I wanted to raise them. I wanted to be the one to raise them. And eventually the Lord shifted my heart in the one to be teaching them. And so now I homeschool my children. So to me, closing that business was such a gift from the Lord. It doesn't seem like it should be, because it was a pretty crazy thing to do. But being able to be home with my children was one of the greatest gifts the Lord has ever given me, honestly. So again, like I said, walking in obedience isn't necessarily an easy thing. I mean, it requires dedication, persistence. It requires moving forward, even when people may not agree with your decision. When fear creeps in, when you have doubts, when you're like, did I really hear that? Like, was that a word from the Lord? Like, that is what it is like. And so many times you want to just say, it's easy to do the comfortable thing. Okay. It would have been easier probably for us to keep the store open. Honestly, like, we always just found a way to make it work, but it just wasn't healthy. It wasn't healthy for all of us. Like I shared, there wasn't peace. There wasn't joy. It felt like we were striving. Like the Lord was just closing doors, and it was very, very apparent. And I think He wanted us all home. And truly, if you've heard a word from the Lord and it was confirmed, like, 2 to 3 times. It's a word, okay? We're not to depart from it. So just take that, you know, how you want to take that and what you feel like you've heard from the Lord. And of course, there is blessing through the process of being obedient. And honestly, his presence is really the blessing, right? We get to walk hand in hand with him. We get to enjoy, and then, of course, we get to enjoy our earthly treasures, right? Like our marriages, our kids, our family, our friends, you know, nature, like being out in enjoying this beautiful world that he's given us. Like we get to move our bodies. Like we get to be a part of his kingdom here on earth. We get to enjoy it to its fullest when we are walking in obedience with him. So one part from the first episode that I did not really share was immediately after we closed our store, I had opened a Christian women's membership. I knew that I was meant to step into something like that. I kind of felt like the shift would be into the online space, being able to teach women how to study God's word, how to seek him. I was so passionate about that as I am now. And of course, I find it funny that that's what this kind of is. It's a little bit different, but I for sure forced it. I mean, like it was truly a labor of love. Like I put everything into it. It launched really well. It was a very successful like membership at first, and it was fun. Like I truly enjoyed the work, and I truly enjoyed, I was teaching women in a monthly membership space. But I always felt like I was holding back. I kind of always felt like I couldn't be super honest or super, like, I just felt like I couldn't be real with my words, I guess. And then all of a sudden, we got pregnant with our youngest, who's now 2. I was really sick with that pregnancy. I felt very confused about what I was doing. It just, a lot. And so I closed the membership down. I was devastated to do that because I was so eager to grow that and to minister to those women that signed up to work with me. But I can now see, you know, in the past 3 years, what God wanted to do. I truly needed to spend some time healing from our business. You know, there was a lot to process. 13 years is a long time. I spent all this time talking with God, going deeper. I enrolled in theology classes, truly studied his word in its proper context, which is super important in understanding his character. And I just found such a more deep love for the Lord. It just, honestly, the past 3 years has been life-changing. And I'm very, very grateful for that time. And honestly, it would have probably never happened had I pushed through that membership. But I learned a lot from the launch of that. I learned a lot about having an online membership, and now I'm here in this space, and I know that this is what I'm called to do, and I know how hard it is to be obedient. I know what it feels like to be unsure, to be afraid, confused, not knowing what to do. And again, like I said before, I just so desperately want to help lessen the time that it takes for you to step into your kingdom calling. I want you to be sure of what he's calling you to do. And I want to help give you strategy to take action. Like I am here today to do that. And honestly, if that sounds like you, if you can resonate with any of this, if you have any inkling to step out into something, if the Lord is calling you into something that feels scary, or you're unsure, or you're doing it maybe, and you're like, listen, I want to do more with it, like just reach out to me. You can email me at womenmadefree@gmail.com. I will link that email in the show notes, and I'll send you my coaching offers. You can set up also a free discovery call. Okay, this will be like a 15-minute call between you and I. It's free. It's just a little time for us to chat and decide if we're a good fit and working together. And I can kind of share with you more what I can help you with. And of course, there's this podcast, which I am the most excited about. This is going to be the place where I can share all the Lord has taught me. Listen, I love talking about God. I love teaching women his word. I love helping women truly establish their identity in him. I love helping women like believe who they are in him. And I get to share that here. I get to share what the Lord has shown me, what he's taught me, what I've learned in the past 25 years of being an adult. And I don't have it figured all out, but I know enough to be able to help you with your kingdom calling, ladies. So thanks again for tuning in today, and I will meet you here on the next episode. Be blessed, ladies. I pray today's episode was a blessing to you, friend. It truly means so much to me that you take the time to tune in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you listen so that you never miss an episode. One thing that would mean so much to me is if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Would you just head over there, take 30 seconds, and leave me a review for the show? This is how I know that these episodes are resonating with you, and I love hearing from you and getting to know all of you. Thank you again for tuning in. I love you, friend, and I look forward to hanging out with you here on the next episode.